here's the deal. We are entering the promised land. We're entering the age of our request. And this is very important because we want to remember that we are the ones ascending. We are the ones ascending in consciousness. We are the ones that are choosing to evolve. They're choosing to expand. So when we have this, they're saying that we provide ourselves a disservice when we act like little birds waiting for the grand poobah in the sky to bless us, to bless upon us, to bring us the new energies, the new wealth, the new transmissions. It's very important that we drop that separation approach, because remember, there is no separation, right? So the more that we begin to understand that we're the ones ascribing to the good life, we're the ones that we descended as masters, and we came to do this to kind of clear out consciousness, to transform consciousness by transmuting it from within. And so as we come to move to our highest attainment, our highest attunement, our highest reality, as we come to assert our authority, what we're doing is saying, okay, now I'm ready for the good stuff. I'm ready for the light. I'm ready to awaken. I've stabilized, I've balanced, I've done everything up to now, and bring it in. Bring it in. So it's very important for each of us to get into the stance of readiness, to get into the stance of preparation. Now, it doesn't mean that we each go unconscious at some point through our travels, because this is the whole point. It's like you're going to get triggered. You're going to bring forth that unconscious material for review. For review, for excellence, for maturity, for hi Joy, for your grand pleasure. And so the more that, and I'm gonna ask everyone to mute their screen because I'm on the cell phone today, I don't have easy access, so please mute your side. So, okay, nope, hold on. I'm so sorry guys, Grace, there we go. If Grace, can you mute your side, sweetheart? That will help a lot. Okay, so we want to remember that we're affording ourselves our own kindness. It's very important to get into that stabilized position. They're asking us to bring up our masters. Bring up your favorite masters, whoever this may be, and to recognize that you're all on the same platform, understand? So you don't have these masters that are further than you. And it may appear to be so because you're looking at a less developed awareness of self, but in your true stance, in your true reporting vision, so in other words, in your higher state status, in your enlightened status, it's an equal platform, equal playing field. They're saying it's very important at this time that we arrive at that courageous state of equilibrium, because as we will do this, we will then import our grace. So funny, I was talking to Grace. We will import our grace. We will import our self-worth, because we will understand that we're moving into a position of empowerment, and we are the ones empowering ourselves. This is critical, because as long as you think you're waiting on the next astrological event, you're waiting on some master to bestow their powers onto you because you cannot make it on your own, you're in a disillusioned state of reality, because you're still saying there's an authority outside of you. So they're asking us to accept that responsibility, accept that empowerment, accept that entitlement, because as we recognize our full entitlement, as we step up to the plate and recognize when we have days when we're just kind of unconscious, I'm moving through my unconscious material and I may need some adjustment. I may need to cry it out. I may even be sitting in fear, but I understand that I'm doing it to bring in my empowerment. I'm doing it to bring in my wholeness. I'm doing this so that I can move out that false premise, that false reality, to align with my whole self. And so if you could imagine that, it's like each of us are stepping into our power. We're stepping into grace. And just picture a master on either side of you, right hand and left hand. It may be your future master self. It may be a master self from another incarnation. It may be your higher self. So dream big, because this is correct passage. This is correct follow through. This is when you're permitting yourself, you're allowing yourself to engage with true reality. So as we will bring this into our awareness, as we bring this into our entitlement, as we stretch our capacity to receive our own self. Now this is where it gets to be a little bit courageous, because we're coming into a place of realizing we've been operating amiss. We've been operating out of false fantasy. We've been operating out of false vision. So just think about different times, perhaps in the past, where things didn't come together and you felt a little lost. Well, of course, because you weren't playing with the full deck. You weren't playing with your total self. So as you will permit this empowerment, this trust, this hopeful resolution to the karmic wheel, to the realization that you're entitled to your full blooming self. And I'm literally seeing this lotus flower that's in full bloom. It's the petals are coming out, and it's again, it's flowering. It's in constant motion. Now, the reason it's in constant motion is we are in constant motion. If you can imagine this, we're never stagnant. We're never stationary. So even if it feels like, oh, it's a lazy day, I'm just sitting here, our vibration is in constant motion. So here's what they're reminding us, is that in each moment, we have choice. We have choice to bring in a further reality, a further destiny. This is why it honestly doesn't matter how depressed, how lost, how unconscious, how much we're reliving past association, past drama it may be, because remember, there is, and I'm just watching the energies opening up and expanding in each moment, there's a delivery of new information. There's a delivery of new value. There's a delivery of our connection to our sonship, meaning that there's no separation. Meaning, so there's no separation between us and our future enlightened self. There's no separation between us and our past enlightened self. So remember that we're drawing to us the sweet nectar. We're drawing to us the sweet harmony, the sweet bliss that will bring forth restoration. It's a choice that we have to make. So we can call in 10 Jesus masters if we want, but it's not going to serve us until we step into our own authority and acknowledge our ability to receive, acknowledge our worth. And so they're stepping forth and reminding us that when we still believe in lack, when we still believe in impoverished existence, when we still believe in limitation, even though it's a self-pleasuring exercise, we will do without. We will do without because we have not recognized the birthing process with within. So there's a lovely participant, I think she's on the call, but she comes to group, who's currently pregnant. So it's easy to tell that she's pregnant with possibility because we've got the physical reminder. We are all pregnant. We are all pregnant with this birthing process. So if we can get into the state of recognizing that we're in the process of birthing. We're birthing the new earth, right? And so we're birthing the new earth through us, as we claim it, because as we grow in consciousness, as we grow in harmony, as we grow in excellence in terms of what we recognize we now receive, that this whole idea of separation really never occurred. It's this the dream that we're awake. We are individually, while we still believe we're individual to consciousness, step by step, moment by moment, in each moment, accepting the truth, accepting the light. And this is where they're reminding us that it's as easy as pulling an apple from an apple tree. It's right there for the taking, but we have to come into agreement. We have to come into our excellent state of awareness, and the excitement that is drawing to us is real. So those of us that are feeling the heightened awareness, the heightened energy, this is the energy of the new earth. This is the energy of our new realizations. We are coming to respond to this in each moment. It doesn't matter if you're solely alone, you are not alone, you are never alone. And there are watchers, there are those of your spiritual committee, there are those, of course, in what we would call the spaceships and all this. But the important part, they're saying, forget the physicality of the ship. You know, like put that aside. They're saying that's science fiction. The important aspect is to recognize that our higher consciousness, that's what's in the ship, is observing us. If you can remember this, that your own higher self is observing you, helping you, supporting you, aligning with you as you will stumble upon it, as you will honor and receive it, as you will recognize this. So there are a myriad of forms that are supporting us. The next energies they want to bring forth to us are the dolphins, of course, the dolphins and the whales. They are energetically helping us with the birthing process. So you want to get into the state of readiness. You want to get into the state of good pleasure where you can feel most comfortable receiving that help, receiving that support, never feeling alone. Because remember, the five senses are not showing us our true reality, right? They're showing us the dream consciousness of yesteryear, of a past destination. So we want to get into the awareness that there is an amplified value, an amplified, just imagine energy supporting you and feel it. Feel it. Now, this is real. This is quite real because remember that the physicality, it's one state of truth. And we're moving into a new state of reality. We're moving into a new state of grace. So what is true depends on what we value, what we recognize, what we ascribe to. So if you buy a trashy, you know, magazine, National Enquirer or whatever, that's truth according to that publication. So when you move up and value something of a higher consciousness, truth changes. But it's still communicated, it's still available, but there's a new truth. And so this is where we import this new opportunity. We import this new grace. We import this new regular pleasure. So this is what we're coming to understand, is it's a regular pleasure. It's not something that happens once in a blue moon. Oh, I got to wait another 7 years for that. Or, you know, I have to wait until my favorite master arrives. In each moment, you have master guests, each of us. In each moment, you have that regular pleasure. You have that regular company. And so just imagine your room filled to the brim. If you remember it's a hologram, you remember there's no separation, then you understand that all is available to you. And so they're singing us songs of praise. And we ask you, dear ones, to praise self, to abide by self, to welcome self home, to understand that you are remembering your own pathway. You are remembering that you are the cause. And when you recognize that you are the cause of any situation you will find yourself in, you will breathe a breath of delight, and you have opportunity to choose a new tomorrow, to choose a new destination, to choose a new location, a new locale based on your symphony. And your symphony is your vibration. So as we import the vibration of love, as we import the vibration of truth, as we import the vibration of your true essence, you come to breathe a sigh of relief, because as you will allow this, as you will claim this, as you will recognize this to be your regular stance, you will find yourself dreaming big, and you will find yourself in new tomorrows, and you will find yourself looking back not. You will not need the past to be any different than it is. We have shared this with you, yes, many times, but you will bring in these new energies to release yourself from past attainment, release yourself from past memories. Now, this is ideal, yes, to begin this in earnest, because if you were tied to the past, he did, she did, I did without, then you will be creating out of this false forecast. And so, as our channeler explained, imagine setting your destination based on the reporting of the material of the low vibrational periodical. Yes, it would be per planning, would it not? Would it not? Would we come into agreement with this? So when you are basing your future expectations, your new reality of what can be manifested in the now moment, and you are basing it on past material, you understand it is a very slippery slope, very slippery indeed, because you are asking for higher reality, you're asking for higher truth, you are doing this in your prayer work with intention, and then you are claiming poverty. And so, as it has been reported, the universe, which is an extension of self, looks at the keys you are playing, because it is your harmony, it is your vibration, it is your melody. And so you send the higher attainment, you send the higher intention, and this is good, and then you follow it up with yesteryear, you follow it up with past protocol, you follow it up with the old dialogue. And so it is two vibrations. It is two vibrations. And then you say, where is this new attainment I seek to manifest? I have been doing the 15 seconds, the 16, almost 17 seconds. I am quite pleased. And then you want to notice without judgment, what you follow it through with. And then here's a little bit of yesteryear. And you seal it all up in an envelope and you send it into outer space to the universe and say, here's what I'm offering. We ask you to be excellent stewards of the light. We ask you to pay attention to what is being offered. Now, when you notice you are not offering a high vibration, it is opportunity. Do not be scared of this, by the way. This is an excellent approach, because if you can observe and watch what you are sending out, you have opportunity for advancement. And isn't that what this is all about? It is becoming conscious creators. You have been creating unconsciously very well indeed. A lot of power each of you are gaining. And you are creating with power with old reality. Yes, some new reality, some old false beliefs. So we ask you to start observing. You do not need to figure this out. How do I heal everything in and become enlightened by tomorrow afternoon, please? This is not needed. This is not needed, because as you will open up to the truth of what you are sending out, if you are holding negativity, if you are holding judgment, this is not dishonorable. It is holy. It is holy that you are recognizing that you are the whole. Every vibration you send out, there are no neutral thoughts, as it is said. Every vibration is a direct approach. And so when you are owning the total claim of your vibrational output, you will recognize that there is need for choice. There is opportunity for choice. Now, when you recognize this, take the deep holy breath. Take the deep holy breath. Because remember, you are swimming in an ocean of new energy, new vibration, new ideas. Remember that? We talked about as simple as pulling the apple from the tree. New vibrations, new directions, new frequencies, new corrections, healing. But in order to be receptive to receiving this, you must recognize that you have need. If you think you have healed, cleaned up the consciousness, there will be no need to seek further application. As it is said, it is the ego that thinks it has it all figured out, it knows it all. So when it is the little child that's welcomed back to the kingdom, it is the fresh, refreshed mind that is willing to learn, that is willing to know, that is willing to discover, that is willing to discover. So here is a little trick as they say, trick to the trade, tool, if you will, to the unraveling of this consciousness. And it is quite easy. Be willing for all to arrive. When you hold the bitterness to another, when you recognize this is good, first step, be willing for all to arrive. That means, imagine you are getting married, yes? Imagine the bride showing, walking up to the front to be married without the groom, That would not serve, yes? This is what you are doing when you want to grow in consciousness and you are leaving the other being behind. You will not marry the beloved. You will not come home. You will not come into a place of unity with your higher self, with your true self, because you are still residing in separation. I obviously need to heal this because this person was wrong and it is giving me displeasure. So you want to get into the response system of imagining, if you will, both parties walking down the aisle. You're walking down the aisle together in wholeness. You're walking down the aisle together in a baptism of loveliness to both receive the healing nectar. This is an excellent beginning because what this will do is stir your readiness. This is the activation of the awakened heart, and this is where you're moving. Awakened heart. You understand on the intellectual that there really is no separation. So why would you leave part of yourself behind? So this is a very prominent tool that will help you to address some of this material that seems a little jammed, seems a little stuck. There's something jammed in the back of the drawer. I can't quite pull it out. This is where you are. Many of you have exceeded expectations in terms of arrival, in terms of dedication, and there are seemingly one or two last crucial, very powerful lessons, forgiveness lessons, we will say, that seem to have you bewildered. How do I do this? How do I do this? It is said the answer is always love. The answer is always love. So imagine meeting your beloved, that one that has really caused you some consternation. What do I do? Now, perhaps it's not another individual at all. Perhaps it's a former aspect of self. Well, if I hadn't done this, then this wouldn't have happened and I wouldn't have arrived at the place right now. So I really have a resentment. I'm really out for him or she in my yesteryear. That is the figure you come down the aisle with, to marry. Now, as you offer that heart, as you offer that kindness, as you offer that request, the magic will pour in. Whatever your next step is will be revealed. But you must come with the courage, with the awakened heart. You must be ready to resolve these seemingly enemies of the state. You are healing yourselves. We bring forth this recommendation because many of you are ready for new beginnings. You feel this. Yes, there is something around the corner. I can feel this. And you can. And you can. Because you are all quite telepathically, you are all regularly receiving other beings of light. You're receiving your own self. Many of you are saying there are beings in the room not realizing it is your own self. But this is good. So you are recognizing that things are changing. And you are wanting direction. How do I change them even faster, more regularly? How do I not keep repeating my past? I seem to keep dating the same individual with a different name. I seem to keep attracting the same boss. I seem to keep attracting illnesses that don't get healed. As you are willing to bring all down the aisle, meeting your aspects of self, meeting that which you were involved in romantic, in the childhood years, whatever surfaces is exactly where your work is, as it is said. Now we bring forth this activation in earnest because our channeler has been seeking healing of many kinds and has been very diligent in her approach. And she is bringing forth a special activation of her own persuasion. In other words, as she grows to understand her empowerment, she comes to bless each of you with the same equal power because you are all the same. Yes? Can we come into a confirmed agreement with this? You are awakening each other and you are doing so rapidly. So we invite each of you to stay, linger a bit longer. We say this energetically because we are transmuting, sending you a transmission of light, which is bringing forth energy to some of these blocks, to some of these memory blocks. As you choose to stay connected to the light, you will receive the fast pass, as it is stated. You will receive the help. Now, it will be up to you what you do, each of you, what you do with the help. You will have the idea of the next step. It will not be that hard to see. The question is, are you ready to respond? Now, if you're not quite ready, this is fine, but we ask you to own that. I understand my next step to take. I heard spirit, I got the memo, but I am not ready yet. Own that, because that is power, dear ones. You are never without power. As you will understand this, you will grow. You will grow mightily. We serve the highest masters of the new earth. We respond to your needs in each moment. As you seek to honor your master awareness, we come forth in support, in remembrance of your new creations. Go in peace. So, beautiful message. Beautiful, beautiful message. That message was so powerful energetically that I actually need to put my hair up. Oh my gosh, the heat of the energy coming through. So remember, there's no separation. All receive that activation equally, without exception. So what we're going to do now, on the cell phone, it's a little different, so be patient with me. I'm going to go from person to person and see how we can be of assistance. So we shall, hopefully I won't lose everybody. We'll start with Kim and we'll make our way around.